manager for the new West Norwood Aspire Wellbeing Centre. That's quite a mouthful, Mark. We've had a very good community session where you've been outlining what's going to go into the centre and asking for people's ideas as well. Can you just recap on the whole bundle of activities that's going to be taking place here?
Yeah, sure. It's worth saying right at the start that the idea of the West Norwood Health and Leisure Centre is that it's about health and well-being. So it's about how does the centre act as a catalyst for health and well-being within the community of West Norwood. There are a whole range of services that are going on in the centre, but equally important, the way in which local residents use the centre, the way in which they engage, what they choose to give back into the centre. We want them to leave with a better understanding of their own well-being and what they can do to improve their own well-being. So that's sort of the general ethos of it. Within the centre itself, there are a range of services. There is going to be leisure. So there is a 25-metre swimming pool, 100-station gym with a range of functional fitness, free weights, specific classes for young people, sessions for older people and for women. And there's a studio with dance classes, aerobics, exercise music, all of those kind of things going on. Within the health side of things, King's College London is running a dental academy who are providing free dental service, particularly for those who don't access dental care at the minute. So they're not competing with local dentists, but it's very much about how do you help local people to have better dental care. And they're very actively involved in, you know, going out on the streets, talking to people about dental services. There are two GP practices moving in, one of which has been confirmed as Knights Hill Surgery. And they're moving their full practice in with their doctors and additional services that go in. Then Guy's and St Thomas's are running a whole range of community health services, which includes, I won't attempt to capture them all, but includes the diabetic team, speech and language therapy team, health trainers who will help people to make lifestyle changes, weight management, exercise on referral, smoking cessation, alcohol support and alcohol awareness. I could go on. And then finally, Lambeth Council is going to be running a set of customer service activities, so supporting local residents with housing applications or information about parking or transport or all of those kind of things, which are actually equally important in terms of people's health. There will be a number of community spaces as well which will be available for hire. So that's in terms of the services. And as I say, what we want is that when people come in, they will come in for the specific service, inevitably. But we want them to go out with a better understanding of their well-being. And so we're using the five ways to well-being that New Economics Foundation... that New Economics Foundation developed from the Foresight Report on Mental Health and Wellbeing.
Yes, can you recap on those? Because you had the cards on the table, and I thought they were an excellent way of making sense to people of the five things that they need to be thinking about for themselves.
So what the five ways of wellbeing suggest is that everyone can improve their wellbeing, mental wellbeing, but general wellbeing, by paying attention to these five areas. And the five areas are connect, which is about how do you connect with other people, both your friends and family, but also how do you make connections with new people. Be active. That can, of course, be things like being part of a gym or going to a formal exercise class or things like that. But it's even more about how are you active in your everyday life. What can you do? You know, walking, cycling, using the children's play area, using outdoor fitness, all of those kind of things. Physical activity is important. Take notice, so be aware of your environment, be aware of the weather, be aware of the seasons changing. One of the nice things about the centre is that there will be a good outdoor space with trees and, you know, hopefully a very restful space as well. So the importance of taking notice. Keep learning, so, you know, try new things. You know, there will be taster sessions in the gym. You know, it will signpost people into opportunities to learn. And then finally, give. And so it's not just about what you can give, but actually probably more important in terms of your well-being, what can you give back? So we have volunteering opportunities for people to give back, but also we're working with Paxton Time Bank, who have a whole range of ways in which people can use their own skills and their time, and you can get something from what you give. You get something back. So
And this evening was partly about giving people an update on what's going on, but also there's still opportunities to tweak the way in which you run the services. So what insights did you get from the discussion we've had here?
I think the imperative that was highlighted in a number of ways, that the community has to be involved, and really, you know, some concern the community perhaps might have been involved at an earlier stage, which would help the centre even more effectively meet the needs of the local community. But that this shouldn't be an end, once in a lifetime event, that this should be an ongoing process. Something I believe quite strongly in. So that's important. In terms of also recognising that there are people who will automatically want to go get these services. There are people who have already decided they want to be more physically active, or they're ill and they want to go and see the GP. But actually there are a number of people who won't do that. And so we need to be really proactive in engaging those. And the community's got some really interesting ideas, both as to who that should be and also how we do that. So those things are sort of helpful reinforcements, I think, in terms of the way the centre needs to think about its future and the way it engages. I think also one of the things we need to do is take notice of how effective it is, and the request for people to have an opportunity to continue to tweak it. So somehow or other, we've got to find ways of measuring the centre's impact and be accountable to the local community for doing that. And we want to find creative ways of reporting, using the arts, using stories, as well as sort of measuring how physically active people are.
Well, that sounds absolutely fascinating. I mean, obviously, you've got to have some numbers in there, but it sounds as though more qualitative, more human ways of people saying what they want, how well things are doing, and so forth. So this is something you're going to be exploring further?
It is, yes. There's a specific group that's meeting to look at the KPIs for the centre, both in terms of the outcomes of the services, but also what the impact is on the wider community. The extent to which people feel proud to belong to West Norwood, the extent to which people feel they have an opportunity to give back, the connections that people feel they make. So yes, we're going to be looking at a whole range of ways of measuring the impact and telling stories. Stories are probably the most powerful way that we have to evaluate its impact.